Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
From a try-scoring debut against Italy in Galway to scoring her second senior international try in front of over 30,000 fans at the Aviva Stadium against Scotland, Wexford's Robin O'Connor has had an unbelievable breakout Six Nations campaign with Ireland. I caught up with the former Wexford Wanderers player earlier this week. Robin O'Connor, thank you so much for joining me. I think the last time we were speaking was in February, mid-February. You had just kind of started out with the Wolfhounds and the Celtic Challenge. You'd been named player of the match for that first game you had started. And then since then, I think, obviously, it's all been leading up to this, but, you know, your aspirations back in that interview were to kind of really put your foot forward for the Six Nations campaign. I think it's fair to say that you probably did that, isn't it?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it's pretty hard to sum up how the last few weeks have gone for me, but it's just honestly a dream come true.
What sort of let's just dive straight into it, I suppose, with obviously the Six Nations campaign. Like, you know, what is it like, I suppose, making that step up? I know, obviously, when we last talked to you, you had that little bit of experience kind of with the senior squad in 2024 for that WXV campaign, and then, you know, you're obviously playing quite frequently with the under 20 side and with the sevens, and, you know, making that move up with, along with a lot of players that are around similar age to yourself. Like, what is it like being thrust into that limelight of what is a rapidly growing team with a lot of support in Ireland at the moment?
Yeah, no, I feel like 100% there's always that big step up in terms of like physicality and like, you know, speed of the game and like the knowledge of like the detail of the game and stuff. But if you like throughout the Celtic Challenge, you get to play alongside a lot of the more experienced girls and a lot of the girls who are involved in the senior setup. So I think that definitely helps bridging the gap and making the transition just a little bit easier.
Talk to me about, you know, obviously it's kind of a historic campaign for Ireland. On a number of occasions, they were obviously part of that record-breaking home crowd, the Aviva, which we'll touch on. But before that, I suppose the very first game, they were part of that record-breaking attendance for any women's Six Nations game over at Twickenham, which was over 77,000. Like, I know obviously you weren't in the squad for that day, but obviously the build-up to that game, like, were you, I suppose, you're obviously trying to cement yourself into a team that you later then picked for the Italy game, but kind of what is it like, the sort of, I suppose, there's feelings around camp leading up to a game against England, knowing obviously they're the world champions? Like, it's a really strange game to be thrust straight into as sort of your first senior sort of camp, really, with this Six Nations campaign, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like if you're playing England, you always know how like tough the game is going to be, and especially England and Twickenham as well. So, you know, there's going to be that home crowd, and it's going to be really, really daunting. But we try not to focus too much on the team that you're playing and just kind of worry about yourselves, and then just kind of going into it being like, we're trying to bridge that gap each year. We're trying to just get closer and closer to the like top four teams. So, yeah.
It seems like throughout all of the coverage of, I suppose, yourselves and the games themselves, there's been a really big positive atmosphere around the team, even just from the progress that this side is making. It's kind of been balanced, I suppose, a little bit with the fact that you guys have really lofty expectations for yourselves and obviously trying to compete at that higher level. Like, we talk about closing that gap on England, closing that gap on France. Like, how much of it do you kind of feel like, you know, people are kind of congratulating, be like, oh, you're getting closer and closer? Like, is there a bit of you that's like, I don't take much solace in that because I want to be beating them?
Well, no, I think 100%. I think everybody wants to be winning and wants to be top of that Six Nations, but you just have to kind of take each little win as it comes, whether it's bridging the gap by a try or like just getting closer. And or like a big point for us at the start of Six Nations was that we had three home games and there was things we wanted to really get after and kind of like put our best foot forward and lay down that mark that like this is what women's rugby in Ireland is about and this is how we're moving forward, and we just wanted to kind of prove that point, and I think we really, really got after that.
I think if you were to, I suppose, write a script for a movie about like an athlete that kind of has their dream start, like, you know, if you're a child dreaming about what you want to do as an athlete when you get older, kind of the dream idea is that you have your debut for Ireland, you score a try, and then you play in the Aviva and score a try there. Like, for you, like, what has it been like, I suppose, decompressing that whole campaign? Because I know you mentioned after the Aviva game that it's kind of difficult to put into words what it means. I suppose, I think more so you were kind of referencing the crowd and the whole atmosphere of that, but the whole campaign as a whole must be something really big to just take in. And have you had much of a chance to kind of do that yet, or is it something that you're only kind of working on now after the fact?
I feel like I kind of have not really decompressed it yet. I still haven't really gotten over it. Like, I think just the last few weeks for me have just been an absolute dream come true. Like, if you think about, you know, making my debut against Italy and Dexcom in front of what was then a record-breaking crowd. Like, you talk to a lot of the girls and they're like, your first cap only happens once, so you just have to kind of take it all in and you know, be present in the moment. And I think I really tried to do that, and then obviously going to last weekend, record-breaking attendance in the Aviva, 31,294 fans. Like, it's just something that I would have always dreamed of as a young girl, and I don't think I ever really had that thought that it might be possible, but it was just really, really surreal moment for me.
That game in Galway, I remember obviously like travelling down to it, like it was just such a really nice day, I suppose, as a whole. Like, you know, it was one of those moments where you probably, well, like in England, you didn't really feel it because of the size of the crowd and it predominantly being a lot of England fans. But when you went to Galway, obviously them singing the Fields of Athenry and everything in the stands while you're playing, and, you know, you're walking out into that pitch. Is that a nice preamble, I suppose, to the Aviva, to kind of get you set for that sort of massive crowd later down the line? I know you talked about that. In training sessions, you'd have that sort of the Aviva speakers with the crowd noises, kind of getting prepped mm-hmm. for that. But does, I suppose, Dexcom and that near 10,000 attendance, does that feels like that's still quite a big jump, even of its own, to kind of get used to that?
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, 10,000 would have been like one of the biggest crowds that I played in front of at that stage. But like, you know, you walk out to sing your national anthems, you look around, you see the field of green, the sea of green in the stands, and you just get that bit of confidence that everyone there is behind you and they're here supporting the green wave. So it's kind of more of a comforting feeling, and it's just a really, really proud moment as well.
What was it like when you found out that you were going to be starting in that game? Because obviously it's something you've been working really hard for. Like, I presume, was it Scott Beeman who told you, or was it one of the other coaching staff, or how does that work?
So believe it or not, our selection kind of works. It comes out on a Monday night, and you have no inclination beforehand, or there's no conversations beforehand. It just, the team gets sent out and you're either on it or you're not, and you're just kind of looking for your name. And then I was looking for my name, and then I saw I was starting, and I just really, really couldn't believe it. I didn't think of it at all. I was like, oh my goodness. Lots of nerves and lots of excitement at the same time.
How do you manage that? I know, because like, it's one of those things, I think at any level of sport, there's almost this sort of level of, I suppose, fear, but excitement that comes with starting, because it's obviously a big backing from the coaching staff that they believe that you're good enough to take a spot on that starting 15. But, you know, how do you manage that going into a game like that? I suppose for Italy as well, and with it obviously already being projected to be a record-breaking home crowd for that game, like, what are you thinking in the back of your mind at the time?
I think it's just, you have to acknowledge that, like, there's just so much competition within the camp, and there's just so many girls who deserve that spot on the pitch. And for me, I was like, I saw that the coaches obviously backed me and they were willing to give me my opportunity, and I just said I had to take that, you know. And I was just really, really grateful for it.
I suppose there was a picture, I think, that came out before that game. It was yourself, Aoife Wafer, Katie Whelan and Eve O'Dowd, obviously the Wexford crew.
Yes.
You know, what I suppose part of that kind of leads into a bigger question I was asking, because I think specifically at that game at the Aviva the weekend, you obviously had your amazing try, but you worked probably really hard. Well, you did work really hard for Aoife Wafer's try, where you kind of skipped past a few Scottish players and you lay it off to her. And then you can just see the sort of joy and excitement in your eyes kind of running up to her after she scored the try. And it's all sort of theatrical in that sense. Like, it just shows, I suppose, you're obviously really enjoying the time you're playing rugby, but with those players in particular, like, does that make it that bit more special?
Oh, I think 100% it does, you know. I think it's really great to see the representation from Wexford on the team, you know. There was four of us involved throughout the campaign, so yeah, definitely really special. And I gave Aoife that pass and she scored, and I was just so happy for her. It was a swan dive that I was proper smiling at as well, but yeah.
Is there something in your mind, because I suppose probably in the heat of the moment, if you're doing that, you probably just throw it off to guarantee the try. But I mean, when I was watching it back, I was thinking you could have easily gone for that yourself. Like, was that a conscious effort from you to be like, you play that off to Aoife, let her have her moment, sort of?
I was like, oh, I probably could have backed myself and hopefully scored, but I kind of looked to the right of me. I saw there was two players outside of me, and I knew I could go for myself, but I might not score. But I know if I give it to one of those girls that they will definitely score. So I just wanted it to be kind of a team try and just add to the atmosphere, really.
Again, I want to go back to Italy, that day itself, scoring that try on your debut. Like, what is that like for you, I suppose, personally? Because obviously you scored many tries before, you've now scored two for the senior setup, so maybe it feels almost a bit obsolete talking about that debut try when you scored a try at the Aviva, which probably takes the headlines a little bit more. But like, you know, how important is it to get that first try and to get yourself up and running? Does that instill a level of confidence in you for future matches that maybe you would have had to work a bit harder to get otherwise?
Yeah, I feel like scoring a try on your debut is just honestly just a dream come true. But I like, as a winger, I feel like a lot of the tries are mostly team tries, and you just get the opportunity to finish it off and, you know, be in the spotlight that way. But it definitely came from all the girls on the field. You know, Aoife Dalton gave me an unreal pass. Looking back on it, it was about probably a 10-15 meter pass, and then I just was like grateful to finish it off. So
I know, well, like, the try itself was so brilliant that obviously it was nominated for Try of the Year at the Rugby Players Ireland Awards. Like, it's kind of like, again, it's kind of one of those things that I was looking at it, and on a personal level, I was like, geez, this is going to be a great story now whenever I get to talk to you, because there's just so many great things that are happening. And as somebody who's like maybe looking at sporting stories, you can see all these things just kind of opening up and these brilliant things happening back and forth. And you're just kind of like, oh, this is going to be brilliant when it all culminates together at the end of the campaign. But for you, like, you know, seeing all those accolades, and particularly obviously winning Young Player of the Year in the women's 15 category, like last night at this stage, you know, what was that like for you? Kind of that sense of achievement to have gotten to that point, because obviously you won awards before, and you know, you were nominated this time around for obviously Sevens Player of the Year as well, which seems kind of crazy to remember that you were also doing Sevens not so long ago as well. Like, because it almost feels like you've slotted into this 15 setup so easily that you've been playing there for years. Like, describe to me what that sort of personal accolade and getting that is like. I suppose obviously it doesn't take away from the team aspect, but like getting that acknowledgement must feel brilliant.
No, honestly, that getting the recognition is just, it's so amazing. And I'm just really, really grateful for it. Like, I think I had 3 nominations, which is just something I probably didn't imagine was possible at the start of this year. So I was just really, really, really grateful. And I feel like it also kind of highlights the like kind of development of women's rugby and the kind of youngsters coming through as well. So no, I was just very, very grateful for that.
Did you get a chance, I suppose, in Galway to chat with the under 21s? I know obviously you probably know a few of them from your under 20s days as well. Like, because it was a fun one in the sense that obviously it was a double header. Did you get a chance to chat with them beforehand or?
Yeah, actually, it was the night before we had our jersey presentation. We did it with the under 21s. So the under 21s that were in your position presented you your jersey, and then you presented them their jersey. So that was really, really special. So it was good to have a little catch up before the game. And obviously, they went out and really performed against Italy the next day, and we did too. So it was great. Great occasion.
Do you feel like that you've kind of stepped up? I know you've been kind of a very vocal presence in the under 20 setup when you were there, and moving up to now the senior setup. Do you feel like that you're almost having to set an example for those players that are in that under 21 setup now, despite the fact that you're only 20, like that you are kind of what a lot of those players would be aspiring to be, as one of those senior starters now in a few years?
I don't really know. Like, I hope so at least. But, you know, like, I was only playing on the under 21s last year, so it's been a bit of a quick turnaround, I suppose. But yeah, definitely. I'll hope to see a lot of the girls making it onto the senior squad in the next few years.
After the Italy game, France is obviously up next. That's kind of, I suppose, for a lot of Ireland fans, thinking back to that World Cup defeat the year prior, and then even looking towards this campaign, I suppose probably yourselves were even looking at targeting that France game as the big development point to try and get over that hurdle of beating France. You know, what was that like over there in Clermont? Because from a fan sitting at home and seeing obviously the 2 disallowed tries in the first half, and then it kind of maybe not going the way in the second half, like it just feels like a real gut-wrenching moment again. And like, is there a psychological element, do you think, there with coming up against France now, that there's a bit more pressure on you to kind of get a result against them?
Yeah, I feel like in the lead up to the game, there was a lot of speculation in the media, you know, it being that revenge game and stuff for the quarterfinal, World Cup quarterfinal, obviously. But we tried to honestly like to look past that and to just also focus on ourselves, because we know how close we were in that game, and we know what we probably should have won that game. So we knew we could win this game. So yeah, we were just trying to like just really focus on ourselves. And I think you can really see that in that first half. You know, we were obviously unlucky with a few disallowed tries and probably just need to like focus on that little patience piece a bit, but it does highlight the fact that we are definitely getting closer, and we're definitely very much still in this game.
Does, I suppose you mentioned the physical aspect earlier, and I know Italy are obviously a very competent and brilliant team, but like when it comes to, I suppose, head-to-head performances, there's a much tighter game between France and Ireland. Was that for you a bigger test to kind of really show what you could bring to this Ireland side, to kind of show off why you deserved that 11 position, or like when you were looking at that?
Yeah, I feel like I knew there was definitely going to be a big jump in physicality playing France, and I knew that there was going to be a lot of hunger in that game, and I just really wanted to kind of, you know, hold my own essentially, and just put my best foot forward, and to just try hold on to that green shirt. So yeah,
I suppose even moving on from that, like the game in Belfast against Wales, like that was probably one of the most physical games of the tournament for Ireland. I just remember like watching that game and thinking like, this is like not as, like I know the media's broadcast before it was that like Ireland should be easily as convincingly win this at halftime. Like it was a pretty, despite the scoreline, a pretty neck and neck game between the two of you, I think it's fair to say. Like, you know, was that something you were expecting from a Wales side like that? And, you know, like what's been the, I suppose, the defining commonality between all the sides that you've faced at senior level so far? Do you think there is one, or do each of them bring a different challenge that you have to kind of overcome?
I feel like going into the Wales week, we knew that they were going to be really, really physical, and we knew that it was going to be a very tough game, and we knew that they'd be really, really hungry. But it was one of the home games that we wanted to get after as well. But it's definitely one of the toughest games that I had to play in the Six Nations, I think, in terms of just the pure grit and physicality and hunger in it. But I feel like if I've had to pick a common theme across all teams, it's just that passion. You know, they all want to play, they all want to win. There's just no easy ins in this competition, and I think that's what makes it all the more exciting.
I think I enjoyed about this campaign is the fact that the home games were split across so much of Ireland that you kind of got to bring that support to different areas, like obviously Galway for Dexcom. You had the Affadia Stadium up in Belfast, and then the Aviv obviously in Dublin. Would you hope, I suppose, next time if you're playing Six Nations next year, that maybe a game gets played in Thomond Park or something down in Munster? Or, you know, is there a particular stadium you'd like to line out with the Ireland team?
I feel like the obvious answer for that is the Aviva Stadium, yeah. But that's already happened. But I think, yeah, it'd be good to get a match in Thorn Park, because like obviously you want to kind of bring everybody along that green wave, and, you know, just kind of going to each part of the country will make that a little more accessible to everybody, and it'll kind of get more people behind you, I suppose. So yeah, that's definitely something we want to get after.
It's kind of like when you think back about, I suppose, your time playing rugby at the moment, does it seem a bit surreal to think that, like, I suppose just 2 years ago you were captaining Loretto Wexford to like their first ever Leinster Girls School senior title? Like it just seems like in 2 years that is a massive leap, isn't it?
100%. Like I don't think I really, looking forward, would have saw it all happen this quickly. But I can't highlight how grateful I am for this, and how lucky I am to have this opportunity. But I think it was definitely a very quick climb up. But I'm just so grateful.
Has there been, I suppose, were you able to feel a lot of that, I suppose, support from home when you were, I suppose, either abroad in France for the match against them, or even down in Galway or Belfast and the Aviva? Like, did you feel a lot from particularly Wexford fans for you kind of going into this competition?
I think very safe for the match in France. It was a little harder because I feel like the green shirts are slightly outnumbered in the stands, and you know that you have the brass band playing, it's hard to hear each other on the pitch and everything. But say for the game like the Aviva, I think, you know, obviously a lot of the Wexford Wanderers came up. There was I think a bus of 200 of them came up, and I actually could hear them on the pitch. They were screaming my name, and I looked over and they had a flag with my face on it. I was just like, this is hilarious. And obviously my friends and family from home were up there as well, and it was just really, really special.
It's I was out of the grounds recently, and it's, I didn't realise how scenic it is of a place to play rugby, and just like you kind of have that overlook of the water and right beside the cricket club then, like, and it got me thinking, out of the matches you've played so far, what do you think has been the best trip, the best area you've went to with these matches?
Best trip, I'd probably say, obviously I love playing a home game and stuff, but it was nice to kind of get the experience of travelling abroad and going to Clermont with the team. I feel like just kind of getting that feel for, like, you know, a game away, and just kind of get like the build up to the match week in a different country and stuff. I think Clermont is the stadium's just, it's just such an unreal atmosphere. So that was definitely something that I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. We have to talk about the Aviva. I know we've mentioned it a little bit so far, but that experience as a whole, I know, it just, like, the whole occasion, even for fans on the sideline, just felt amazing. And just to kind of feel that history as well, with obviously a lot of the former players and all those going back to 1993 being recognised and given their caps. Like, you know, does it feel like more of, like, it's obviously a huge occasion to have a standalone fixture for women's rugby in the Aviva. But not only that, that day sort of felt like kind of a look back on the entire history of women's rugby in Ireland, didn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think it was just such a special occasion. You had the standalone game, you had the Heritage Cup ceremony, and it was just, I remember arriving on the bus and then looking around and seeing the sea of green, the flags, the jerseys. Like, I was just, it was just really, really great to see the support when you were coming in, and then that's when the nerves started to build a good bit. But yeah, no, it was actually, we had the honour of getting the 93 team to present us our jerseys the night before, and it was really, really special. It was just so great to look back and seeing the progress of women's rugby and seeing where it all really started, because, you know, every person who's wore that green jersey, all the supporters along the way have played a part in this journey and have played a part in getting women's rugby to where it has been today. And I feel like just being in the Aviva and seeing the crowd, and it just really highlighted that, you know, people actually care, and this is what women's rugby in Ireland is getting after now, and this is how good we can be, and this is how much support there can be behind us.
We kind of talked on, you know, how 2 years ago you were only just in that sort of Loretto Wexford captaining that side. You know, was it a weird situation, I suppose, throughout the Six Nations campaign, having to worry about first year exams and business management and TUD?
Yeah, no, that was 100%. That was a real challenge for me, I think, because obviously the first semester was fine. You know, you weren't really in competition, you know, they weren't in camp like week in, week out. So it was kind of hard to find the time to, you know, pick up the books and actually get a bit of study in. But, you know, they're done now. The exams are done. So hopefully it all went okay. And yeah.
Do you look at, I suppose, like in future years, obviously, as your career progresses on, like that balance of trying to keep education and rugby going together, will that get more difficult, do you think? Or I suppose, have you even talked to any players that maybe were in a similar position to you maybe a couple of years ago that have since come out on the other end of it, like, or is that something you're not, you're kind of hoping will just kind of slot into place, hopefully?
I'm kind of just hoping it'll slot into place. You know, I'll hopefully have one year like done now. So I think if I can just get through maybe the next year or two and then maybe split my final year, that would probably be my plan, or maybe split third year either. I know a lot of the girls are splitting their years, and it just makes it that bit easier with, like, you don't have as much modules to worry about and stuff like that. But you know, it definitely was very tough this year, but I've had a good bit of support, like both on and off the pitch around it. So it's been an experience.
You haven't, I suppose, gotten any not suppose fan interactions on campus, but like, you aren't, I suppose, are people asking you about like it just seems like it's such a strange thing to be one day playing for Ireland and then going in to sit an exam, or even just going back to college. Like, I think even I was looking at a video there, this some 16-year-old lad that plays for Arsenal who obviously has won the Premier League, and he just went back to school and he got this like clapping ovation or whatever going back in. Like, they're probably not a clapping ovation, but like, are you having moments where people are recognizing you from Ireland in college, or has that not happened yet?
No, it hasn't really happened yet. So, like, for example, I played obviously in the Aviva on Sunday, and then I had an exam on Monday at 2 p.m. and I went into the exam, and obviously all my friends from college were there and they were congratulating me, but I feel like everyone was a bit more worried about the exam.
What was that like, I suppose, like, after? It's weird, like, I suppose after an Aviva game, like, you obviously want to celebrate that experience, but in the back of your mind, are you thinking about that exam on the Monday, or are you kind of like, oh, we can let this one slide a little bit?
Yeah, slightly, obviously. It was slightly at the back of my mind, but I was just, honestly, just wanted to celebrate. I think it was just such a special occasion, and I said, you know, worst comes to worst, there is always resets, but I went into the exam pretty confident anyway, so.
Yeah. The try in the Aviva, is there anything that compares to the noise that you heard after? Because, like, from the stands it was immense, but also then probably from the pitch it probably felt like, did the speakers prepare you at all for that, or was that just something surreal?
It was just something surreal. You know, I think when I was scoring it, you can just see the happiness on my face. Like, I just cannot stop smiling, and I just, all the girls came over and started like giving me a hug and like congratulating me, and I don't think, it's something I'm never going to forget. It's the day I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
I suppose yourself and Niamh Gallagher are kind of the main stories of the new debutants from this campaign. Like, was there a bit of camaraderie between the two of you? Obviously, I know I've seen a few pictures of the pair of you, I think particularly from the Wales game after that. Like, is that, like, have you kind of, both of you kind of grown close together with that shared experience now, I suppose?
Yeah, I played under 20s with Gally over the past few years, and we've always been good buddies, but I think this tournament has definitely brought us a lot closer together, and it's just something I'm really grateful for. Like, you know, all the friendships that you make throughout rugby and all the great people that you meet and the talented people that you meet. But, you know, yeah, it's been a pretty successful campaign in terms of like debutants and stuff. So it's really looking positive for women's rugby.
For you then, what's next? Like, what's, I suppose, closer down the line, but for you, like, what are you hoping will be the long-term ambitions for yourself now, having made this really brilliant impact so early on?
I think, you know, right now I have a bit of time off, summer started, and I might try to play a bit of sevens later on during the summer. And then we obviously have that global series at the end of this year, I think September, is it? And then it'll just kind of be a cycle repeat of the year. You know, you'll have your Six Nations, your Celtic Challenge, all of that. But my goal for me is just to kind of really just keep getting after, like putting my best foot forward and trying to keep, you know, to keep the performances coming, because you can't get too comfortable. You know, there's always just the next game, next opportunities that you have to get after. So it's just something that I'm gonna strive towards.
Absolutely. Robin O'Connor, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure as always, and best luck with the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.